All right, good morning. We are Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Chet. And we're starting at the bottom here of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. So we had four opinions in terms of how much you've actually got to bring from Shita Gez and give to the Kohen. We had Rav Shmuel, Rav Baruch Hanan, and Rav Yochanan, and Ule, and Rav Eliezer. And the Gemara's Takasha, all of them. In the end, we said like this. We started with the, on the second last line. We said, Ela derav ad rav kash. There's a stira in Rav. Look at Rashi. What's the stira in Rav? Dama Rav, because Rav says, yeah, mana pras chayavot preshtagez. You know, mana and pras. At the end, we thought we had missed you. V'yireshitagez b'shishim. Now, if reshitagez is the 60th, so Rav was the very first opinion which we saw there at the beginning. Rav, he said it was 37 and a half slaim. And divided by 5, it could be 7.5 each. If you're saying it's 1/60th, so 1/60th of 7.5 slaim doesn't really give you at least one seller. Right? So that's our problem. That's our big question over here. So it says, I'm a man who prasht chavit prasht agez, ve'i rashit agez, rashit agez v'shishim, well, it's a 60th, lo matla lo kohen seller. The kohen isn't left at least a seller. So I said, ubatzir me'ahachi, Likalamada. Nobody said you could give a coin less than one seller. And that was Rabbi Yochanan who said the least you can give him was one seller. No one says less. So we've got a problem over here. How can Rav say you give the coin less than one seller? So Gemara says no. Ad Rav Nami lo kashna astira. Why? My money the kabu. When Rav said mana, so we understood there that the mana and the sell mana, the pras would be 37.5. Right, it says no. What's a money speaking about? A money is ben arba'im slaim. Talk about a money which is 40 slaim. So 1.5 times 40 gives you 60. And if it's 1/60th, then you're back to one. Okay, so we basically get back to giving him at least one money. Is that wrong with Tirin Rav? That's what Rashi looking at. But money ben arba'im slaim, yesh money gadol kach kedlakam. There's a bigger money. The havu money upras shishim umehen yitain selel akoy. Then you give one to the kohen. Right, so it works out perfectly. That's it. The Gemara says, "V'tani tana mane ben arba'im slaim." And what are we talking about? A mane. Where do we see this mane ben slaim slaim? Such a thing as a mane ben. That's what Tana is discussing. A mane ben arba'im slaim. The Gemara says, "Yes, in v'hatnan." And the Mesorah Shach changes this to v'hatanya. And I would add, it's like a nichutin. Rashi offers it's not a kashya v'hatanya, but it's v'hatanya. There's a proof, right? There's a chacham. Chemata chadasha, a chema is like a leather, we call it a nod, I think, in Hebrew, right? What's the toss out of there? It's a nod. Like a leather wine, like those wine things, right? Chadasha, you've got a Mishnah here in Tosefte in Bava Metzia. Tosefte Bava Metzia. The Kalim.
Tosefta
Kalim, yeah, in Bava Metzia, right? So he says there, chema chadasha, you've got this chema chadasha, this new like leather pouch which you're sewing to use. Alpha bishim kabedet rimonim, even though it's made for liquid, don't forget, eh? Rashi says, yeah, chema chadasha shil or, shilo gemart verata vishir basilik. You started sewing, you haven't finished sewing it yet, it's got like a big crack in it. You haven't finished making it. And don't forget, the purpose of it is for liquids. Okay? It says, alpha bishim kabedet rimonim, even though you can put pomegranates into it, because the hole isn't big enough probably to fall out, it's still tahora. Isn't yet a kli to be makabel tuma. Okay? See that? Ashen besedek what you want, tahora, shelo nigmara melachta. Because it's not yet being completed. It hasn't become a kli yet. Tafra. If you sewed it up, because actually, nigmara melachta, now it's completed. V'chala le'ashem kli. Now it's called the kli. Now it's got the name of the chemat chadash of a nod of this pouch. V'achar v'nikra, says the Gemara. Rashi says, and now it tears in such a way that it can hold the rimon. Right? It's still tohora. Look at Rashi. That's if it tears big enough that you can't hold the rimon, sorry, it will then become tahor again. But if it tears just enough, but it's not big enough for the rimon to fall out, the rimon will still stay in it. Tamea. It stays tam. In other words, the name, Rashi says, yeah, the law paka shame kli mina. It hasn't lost its name. The title, the definition stays, it's still called the kli. Right? Law paka shame kli mina. Adche tinakev kemotzi rimon. It has to be big enough at least for a rimon to fall out, a pomegranate. Keshir kol kli balei batim sheshiran kerimonim. Any kli which has got a vestibule, right, which has got some sort of cavity, it has to have at least a hole that's a rimon can't stay in it to lose its name of rimon. Now we're trying to find here where do we get an average rimon. Right, we try to find now where do we get this cellar of 40, right? That we're trying to find. Remember, we're talking about it. We're talking about it here, slaim, that we're talking here of a money of a 40 seller. That must have forgot we're looking at, right? So it says, now, that was the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kepakiot shel shti. Right? What's pakiot shel shti? Shiur kriat kli letahir. If you want to now tear this thing to make it tahor, that's no longer called a kli. It has to be keshemotzi pakiot shel shti, shezehu tashmishta shel chaymat. Right now, pakiot avia. How do they translate pakiot in English?
Balls of
wool. Hey, because we're talking here at the end of the day of the gez, right? So it's like you've got these big bundles. That's like a bundles of shti. The shti, you know, when shti and erev, what's called in English? Ariga, weaving. So you do, you know, the weaving in two directions. So it appears that the shti, you'd use like a thicker wool than the erev, would be a slightly thinner wool. So the shti, we say pakiot of shti, is the bundles of the thicker type of wool. Okay, I think I read that somewhere. That's what you're going to use this barrel for, if this knot, if it's torn. You're looking for fruit. Rashi says it. Okay, yeah, it's Rashi. V'stam pakiot shel shti gedolim eser slaim. Right, what is the size of these? No, it's not what Rashi. What are the size of this bundle of the shti? Gedolim eser slaim. They're big, like 10 slaim. Mishkala arba'a lemana. So 10 times 4 is 40. See how we see that is such a story, right? Ben arba, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Meir, kapiok shti, achat me'arba b'mane, ben arba'im slaim. So here we are, we see this such thing as ben arba'im slaim, and that's why we worked out with Rabbi. Okay, now next line in the Mishnah. V'kame noten lo. Okay, so now we go back to our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah said like this. V'kame notnin lo. How much do you give to the Kohen? Mishkal chamesh slaim b'Yehuda, shein eser slaim b'Galil. That's what you give him. You give him a measure, a weight. That's equal to 5 slime in Yehuda, which is 10 slime in the Galil. And then, the next line of the Mishnah was, Shein Eser, Meluban Velo Tzoi. Remember, the whitened ones are not the dirty ones. Kedei Lasub in a bigger cut, so they can make a small garment from it. Shneemar Titenlo, because you give. Sheyehebo Kedei Matana. It's at least enough, which is valuable, to give him a Matana. So the Gemara is like this. Tana lo sheila banenu v'yitnenu lo ele sheil banenu kohen v'yamu lo chamesh slaim. Okay. Now, if you're gonna bleach it, not that you bleach it, that the kohen after he's bleached it will be 5 slaim. The next line of the Mishnah was lasso beged katamek small beged. From Amar Yishuv ben Levi Amar Kra. We got a pasuk. The pasuk says la'amod l'sharei. We've seen this pasuk before, right? La'amod l'sharei. Rashi, the Gemara brings the whole pasuk. Kivo v'chashim lokecha mikol shvatecha. Talking about Levi kohen. La'amod l'sharei b'shem Hashem hu uvanav kol yamim. Right, that's in Dvarim. Talking about the kohanim here. Tavar shu ra'ui l'sharet l'sherut. When I give him a matana, that's ra'ui l'sherut. And remind me, what is it? Avnet. Avnet is like his little hat on top, right? An avnet. Why did I say hat? Not sure why I said hat. No. I'm trying to think why I said hat. Where's his belt? His belt. Right. But I'm trying to think why I said hat. Is there a hat coming up anyway? Avnet, right? Which is basically his sash. I think that's a better word, right? Is a sash, is the avnet. So the Gemara says, Eimer me'il. Why do you say sash? His belt. Give his, say, rather jacket, his jacket. Right? Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, my new avnet. Shu katan shel big day kohen. It's the smallest of all the big day kohen. Vekim la rabanan sheyachol lasot mechamesh sla'im tzemer. And the Chachamim worked out it from Chamisha Slaim Tzemer, which is a weight we saw you're going to give him, that Shara and Kulo Tzemer et a Kilaimu. See, because you don't need all that amount of wool. Because it's actually a mix. The belt is a mix of wool and linen. Right? So the Gemara says, Eimer Me'il. There's a great Gemara coming. Listen. So Eimer Me'il, why is that jacket? The Gemara says, no. Why not? Tafasta Merube Lo Tafasta. If you're thinking for something too big, you're not going to get there. Tafasta Merube. Give him the right. Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. The least amount is always the best answer. We don't have to exaggerate, right? V'eimer kippah shel tzemer. Here's where I got my hat from. That's why my subconscious. V'eimer kippah shel tzemer. Right? And maybe we want to say that it is, Rashi brings here, that's a bright road kohanim about Yamim, Shlaim, etc. What it's fast merubah. Why would we say kippah shel mashim mu'etet me'avnet? Right? It's even smaller than avnet. V'afi b'chal shuk yitiv al petil techeret utcheret amrehu. That on the al petil techeret, what is this kippah? Rashi says, yeah, kippah kove katan. That's why I don't know. I'm hanging on. Right? Small hat. Tanya kippah shel tzemer hayta munachat rosh kohen gadol. He had the small kippah on his head. It's actually the first time that we actually see the word kippah in the Gemara, eh?
Yeah. Nachon.
The kippah, eh? This is where kippah comes from. Right? Kippah shel tzemer. Kippah shel tzemer hayta munachat rosh kohen gadol. What Gemara is it from? It's a Resh Perek. Kliya Migdash Tamim Shishmit Harambam Diburze. It was obviously a kippah shugah. It's a matter of wool. Okay. Kippah shemer hayta munachat rosh kohen gadol ve'aleha tzitz natun, and he had the tzitz on it. Lekeim ma shenemar v'samta oto. What if v'samta oto? Look right. B'tzitz. With regard to this, it's al petil techeret. And that was made of wool. So Amar Kra, the word says not. Come, we don't think it's the kippah. Why? Because Amar Kra, with regards to Shairut, right? Who uvanav? He wants something which is for him and his sons. And the kippah of the kohen gadol, the bar shaveh la'aron levanav. Something which is equal to all of them. Both. The tzitz, says Rashi, eno b'choen hedyot. The kohen hedyot, they've had the tzitz. Right? The Gemara says, okay, avnet namilo shavi. But if you're talking about shave, so the avnet, the belt, also wasn't the same. Remember, the kohen gadol had a much bigger one, right? It like wrapped 100 times around him. So the Gemara says, the manda amar avnet toshe kohen gadol lo zehu avnet toshe kohen hedyot. That, you're right, according to the manda amar, that's not the same. There's a machloket. Ele le manda amar, there is a manda amar that says, zehu avnet toshe kohen hedyot. Right, that it's the same. Michael, then how are you going to explain? Now they're the same. So it says, shame avnet ba'olam. Okay, the name of it, the name is the same. It's called an avnet, once an avnet, even an antek, etc. Okay, next one. Now, lo yispik, I'm rushing through this. Lo yispik litno. Right, now if you never manage to give the first wide lines of the Mishnah, those who will look on Kuf Lamed Hay, lo yispik litno lo ad shetzva'o, if you hadn't managed to give the kohen the wool yet, and you're ready that dyed all the wool, and we said you were patur. Mm-hmm. We said we was called a maaseh shinui. Remember, we said it was a maaseh kinyan with a shinui, and we referred back as well to Rav Chisda, who said that you were dumazik, mm-hmm. Right? And therefore, once you damaged the truma, you were patur from it. That was the Mishnah over there. So Gemara is interesting here. Ed pointed out, yes, you see that little, that's the middle of the amud. There's the Tosfot Hachigar Sinan. That's the little Tosfot there. The rest of the amud is all Rashi. You notice that? That's just a little Tosfot there. Kedmuch Amerik Amadiyoma. That's Tosfot. Every, on both sides of the Amud is all Rashi. Okay? No, this is all Rashi. That's Tosfot. Okay, lo yispik litno. Itmar, so we got a machloket yamorai. Gazaz umachar rishona. Now, what happened here is you sheared the, you, what do you call it? Not shearing. Yeah, sheared. You sheared the wool. And you sheared the first one, and you sold the first animal. Mm. Okay, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Gazazu machar rishona rishona haya mocher la'achar gizata miyad." As he did the shearing, the first one he sold it straight away. Kodem shetziref chamesh, before he had done five. Now we learned in the Mishnah, machlok b'shem Hillel, and we pass the Medak b'Hillel. In order to do richayev rishita gez, you have to have how many? Five. Now what happened? Yeah, you got 100 in front of you. You shear the first one and you sell it. You shear the second one, you sell it. The third one, you sell it. The fourth one, you sell it. The fifth one, you sell it. And so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. Because you've never got five sheared sheep in front of you. The behemah sold it. Mm. So the question is now, is that good or not? Right? Are you chayiv or aren't you chayiv? Do you have to have five in front of you that are sheared? Or do you have to have sheared five?
Yeah.
Alright, that's a good question. So Gazazu Machar Rishona, Rav Chisda Mar Chayev. Rav Chisda Yuchayev. Why Yuchayev? Look at Rashi. The Rashi there is on the left, on the Tosfot side, right? Chayev Shda Gez. Why? The Gez Tzoncha Merachman. Tosfot says Gez Tzoncha. V'ha'ike de b'sha'at giza kol echad ole. And at the moment that you actually sheared the first one, you had five in front of you. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a little bit not so pashut, right? Rav Natan Bar Hoshai Omer Patur. Right, Rav Chisda Amar Chayev Da Gizes. Rav Natan Bar Hoshai Omer Patur. Why? Be idne de kamale shiura. Right? At the time, why is it you patch of Ratan Ben Hoshaya? So the Be'idna, the moment that you fulfilled your shiur, Be'inan Tzoncha, then you have to have Tzoncha, your farm in front of you. Ve'leken, you haven't got farm in front of you, you sold it. So Anachinam, you've got a big batch of wool from five sheep, but your Tzon aren't in front of you. Therefore, you be patched. Look at Rashi, yeah? The first one, who mit chayv ba'ar b'rishon? Because basically it works out that lemafreya you become chayv. When are you chayv in a shtages? When you shear the fifth one. That proves that you had five. And now, lemafreya you chayv on 1, 2, 3, and 4. But where 1, 2, 3, and 4? They're not there, you sold them. Right? Vahishate lo havu mitzon mishelo. They aren't yours. So you would say that you pato. Right? Relaika. Goes says, wait a second. Tnan. The Mishnah says, Halokeach gez. It says, only take gez. Halokeach gez, right? Tzono. I don't know. We've got a Mishnah over here. Our Mishnah said, Halokeach gez. If you buy the gez, in other words, the wool, right? Tzono shlover kochavim. You bought from the goy the wool. Patur mireshita gez. Right? So what's going on over here? If you bought his sheep to shear, chayev. Okay, let's think about it for a second. Mishnah says, agozez, right, you konet tseme. You bought the wool of the goy. It's not an animal, but you bought from the goy. So I'm buying the wool from you. So when you shear it, the wool's mine. Right? Who did the animal belong to? The animal belonged to the goy. You patu. But if you bought the animal from the goy in order to shear it, you'd be chayev. Right? So am I? Why? Ko chad v'chad. Batar giza nafkela mirshute. Hatsono ligzoz chayev. What's Rashi saying over here? What does it mean when you say hatsono ligzoz? Look at Rashi. Hatsono ligzoz shemacharlo. Now look at this. Mishra Shasi, important change over here. It says hatsono ligzoz shemacharlo gez hatson veheknalo haguf adshe gazaz. We have a, what's going on over here? There's two ways of happening things. You can buy from the goy the gez, and he shears it and sells you the gez. Or you can buy the animal to do the shearing, but it's only for the shearing that you bought the animal. And then as soon as you finish shearing, the animal goes back to the goy. And then you be chayev. Why you chayev? It's exactly the same thing. Every time you've sheared the animal, the goy gets the animal back. So why are there you chayev? It's exactly the same thing. As you've sheared, it goes back. As you've sheared, it goes back. So you've never actually got five in front of you. Why there you chayev? Right? That's not the question now. Am I? Ko chad v'chad batar gizeh nafkeh mishut. Exactly the same thing. And you put the goy you chayev. So what's a good goy? It's a tigger of chizda. So chizda now. Why you chayev? There you chayev. It's a little bit different. Liberav natam bar hoshai kagon sheknan lo kol shloshim yom. Because you didn't actually have it only for the moment of the gez. The goy sold you his sheep for 30 days. During the 30 days you can share it and then send it back. Why? Because it might be cheaper to buy it from the goy. Would you paying him for the gez? And he doesn't have to do the labor. You do the labor. So it's cheaper. That's what's the... No, I don't think so. Okay, maybe. Okay, now, next line of the Mishnah. Mishnah said over there. Third line of the Mishnah. If you buy the gez of your friend, remember, if the seller said, leave behind a bit for me, I'm only selling you 9/10, whatever, then he's chayev. Right, lo shir alokeach chayev. If you take it all, then you chayev, even though it wasn't your tzon. Right, that was the chiddush of the Mishnah. With me, right? Not your tzon. Okay, so she chaver man tana. So he says, who's this tana? Dehechad ikeshure gabe mocher bat mocheslan. Who's the tana who tells us that if you leave a bit in the seller's hands, he's chayev? Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda? Because we got Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah. Right, it actually might be a brighter, now it's a Mishnah. Right, in Masechet Tamid, but also in this Masechet, in New Berin Samach Tet, right, where he says like this, HaMocher kilche ila metoch sadehu, noten paya lakol echad ve'echad. If you got a fruit tree, you have to leave a paya, right, a portion of that tree for the poor. That's an interesting situation. You sold fruit trees to a bunch of people, and each one buys a tree from you. Each one, and that, look at Rashi, you need this Rashi over here. Kilche Ilan. Ilanot atzman lakach im peroten. You sold a guy a tree with the fruits. Mm-hmm. And then you come to a person's got, I don't know, like orange tree and it's full of oranges, and he sells you the tree, and you come and you dig up the tree and the tree's full of the oranges. Right? So you as the buyer have to leave payah on tree. That's, I sold five of you. All of you have to leave payah for each tree. The Rashi says, Elahachi nakat lashon kilchi. Why are they the kilchi? She ain't sadeh zor sadeh ilan. What's going on? You're not buying from a fruit tree, from an orchard, a paradise. Ella sadeh lavan. It's a basically, it's a field where you would normally farm corn or wheat or whatever. Right? The gadlosh ba shnayim oshlosha ilanot umachari. And on the way, he had a bit of empty space there, so he grew a few fruit trees for sale. And now he's got his fields, his big fields there of produce. And he says, yeah, guys, come buy some trees. And he has three trees and he sells you all these trees. Okay, so not a paradise. In a case like this, right, everybody has to take from their own tree the payah. Right, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amatai. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this halacha relevant? We're trying to prove who's the Tanu who says when the owner retains a certain amount in his hands, he's responsible for giving the truma or the payah or the gez, whatever. Rabbi Yehuda says, when? Bizman shelo shi'er ba'al ha-sadeh. That's when the ba'al ha-sadeh never left anything in his own. Aval shi'er ba'al ha-sadeh notained payah ala kol. Interesting, right? Wow. But if the ba'al ha-sadeh kept the tree back, right, then he would give payah on his tree for all the other trees as well. Okay? So now what's going on over here? Look at Rashi there. Aval shi'er, right? Echad la'atzmo, even if he'd have one tree for himself. Ramia kule chiyuva elei. The whole chuyuv now applies to him. V'noten payah bekarka bezra'im laniim. So you see that he can actually give payah from the field. Give payah from the field, and the field's payah serves for the payah of the tree as well. Because of the tree, what's going on over here? Who's all these people here?
Might be a
hanging
there.
No, these are not our guys.
But of a gestroma.
Right? No, that's ridiculous. Right? The return payah becomes Israel with Anihim. Upoter et kola ilanot. What's happening there? Right? And in Poter Kolonot, Alma Hechad Ike Shiura, so we see from Yura that where there's a bit left behind, Kule Chiyuva Rami Ale, it's all on him, the E Lab Ale Rami Ahechi Patra Mepea Didei. Yerot Shlacherim, right? If it isn't his Chiyuv, how can he port to the other guys? So therefore, the Chiyuv falls on him, becomes his Chiyuv, where he left it. The Chiyuv becomes his. That's what Rabbi Yura tells us. So our question was, right, who, Man Tana? I'm Rabbi Chiz Rabbi Yura. And we see it from Paya. So Amale Rava, right? So this was Rav Chizda said Rav Yehuda. So Rabbi says Rav Chizda, Amar, but Rav Chizda, you the one who said, who the Amar? Vuhu shehitchil Baal HaSadeh Liktzor. That only applies, when does it apply? When Baal HaSadeh had started harvesting. And because he had started the process, the Chiyuv had kicked in. And now if he sold the trees or whatever, he had started the process, therefore the chiyuv. But he hadn't started the process, it wouldn't be the case. So therefore, in our case of Yehuda, let's take our case of the shearing of the wool. Has the owner of the tzon begun to shear the wool? No. The other guy comes and shears the wool. So what's the connection? It's only relevant when he started. Right? He says, you want to say it applies to our case? No. Has our guy started? No. So Bishlom Hatta, we understand there with regards to the field, it says, when you start the harvesting, from the moment you start, that's when you are now suddenly the chiyuv kicks in. And a hachabatia, in our case with the shearing of the wool, from the time that you, the buyer, starts the shearing, lo mechayev bekule edre. There isn't even a chiyuv yet on the kule edre. Why? Because we saw, when does the chiyuv kick in? The chiyuv kicks in mafreya only at the end. By the fifth one, you've got the chiyuv in the first one, two, three, and four. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Lo mechayev bekule edre. Delo ketiv begazzechem ele gaz tzoncha. La'achar shenikra gaz tzon. Only after it's called gaz tzon. Now we know, when's it called gaz tzon? On the fifth one. Right? So only when you shear the fifth one, are you chayv 1, 2, 3, and 4. So the Bala Bayit, the original owner, was never involved. They become Yotzon only in the fifth one. So that, you can't compare them at all. Right? I'll be honest with you, I know there's 100% pshat. That's the way I understand the pshat over here. Right? I'm not sure how the Gemara is explained, but it makes much more sense this way than what I thought last night, to be honest. Okay, so the Gemara says, you're right. Okay, so obviously it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So who is it? Said, I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi said, I'll tell you who the Tana is. It tells us that when the guy started, right, it becomes, if he left behind some, it's his chiyuv. Hi, Tana, who did Tnan? Right, this is a Tana Ditnan over here. Le'el Kuflam and Aleph. Amar lo, from we saw this before, the stira, well, the difference is when you bought according to weight or you just bought stammer package. B'choli b'nei me'ayah shel parazo, sell me the innards of this cow. Vayav matarot, and the matarot, the kaiva was there. Notnan le kohen. So then the buyer has to go and give it to the kohen. V'ein menakelo min hadamim. So we see over here that I sold you everything. I don't give you a discount. And who has to give the package to the coin? The buyer. Okay. Why? Because we understand that when you bought it, I gave you the matan. I never charged you for the matanot. But I handed it over to you, and you basically, my shaliach, I give them to the coin. On the other hand, lakach menu berishka, if you bought them by weight, notan the coin, umenakel menadami. Then I'm going to reduce the price with you because I can't send you my stuff. So what's going on? Look at Rashi over here. And I'm Rabbi Taima de Matniti Mishum de Aina Dam Rashai Laf Kir Mamunom Miad Mitzvah. Velim Kor Gizav Kedei Sheyehe Gez Shel Echad Vetzon Shel Acher Le Potran. You aren't allowed to split up this deal and start getting clever here and sell the Gez and not the sheep. And so you know, I mean, it's in such a way that I'm not hiding the mitzvah. The law created by Gez Tzoncha Eleki Kemezavin Lo Kemezavin Matanot de Kohen. You have to, only when is it called your Gez? Right, if you sell the matanas with it, and then the onus falls on you. Hilchach kishai midas. Therefore, when the bala bayit leaves something in his own hands, ikere meimar midelo parish mocher lokeya chutzim matnotav shel kohen vada hakol macharlo. Midelo parish mocher lokeya chutzim matnotav shel kohen v'shir etzlo et matana kohen v'amar lokeya la mocher. What happens? He left it at him. So the buyer says to the seller, listen, it's yours. It's with you. It's your problem, not mine. And when the owner doesn't leave anything with him, it becomes the buyer's problem because you can't split, you can't create like a tax evasion scheme over here. That's what he's saying to us. That's its thing. Someone's going to be chayav. It's either the seller or the buyer. No, you're not going to have a situation where you create a Torah over here. Velo mishum, and not because mishum chiyav mitzvah leh, and not like we wanted to say earlier on according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we said rami alei the mitzvah's on him because he began the process. That's nothing to do with it. The lav tzon chahu, because not your tzon. And mishum dezeh lo machalu chelko shukam, because by definition, I can't sell you the coin's goods. Why? Because they're not mine to sell. So therefore, either I gave them to you, or I kept them by me. But I can't sell them to you. So if I gave them to you, then you, mashaliach, now gave. And if I took off the money, right? However it works, if I sold it to you as a complete parcel, so either I retained the gift of here, or I gave it to you, but it's my gift, I gave it to you, or I took off the money, I reduced it, and I said, I'm not charging you for it because including that weight is my responsibility, the coin, it's yours. Either it's mine or with you, it can't disappear. That's what's happening over here, right? Matnot kohen lo mezavinis, you can't sell them. Hachanami sold to them matnot kohen lo mezavinis, you can't sell them with the what the gez. Hilchach shaira mocher, if you left them with the mocher chayav. Amale lokeach, because the buyer says to the seller matnot kohen gabach. They had you lo shier lokeach, and if you lo shier, if you never left them with you, lokeach chayav. Why? Amale hamocher, the seller said to the buyer matnot kohen lo zavin. Never sold to you, but I guarantee you that with you in your package, you have. So that's how you can't get away from it. Hadran alach reshit agez. Hadran alach reshit agez. Hadran alach reshit agez. Okay. Now we're on the last perek of the daf, of the masechet. Okay. We finish on kuf mem bet. It's actually very, very short. On Thursday, the whole daf is a third of an amud. Okay. So really we've got left over here now. Chet, tet, yud, Mem Aleph, basically four daf after today, right? Which is right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, No, 3 should be. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
So do we have to throw
this? Why am I going wrong here? Kuf Lamed. Friday we start the Chorot. Friday. We don't
have Daf on
Friday. But it's not Friday. It's Friday is the Daf of Bechorot. We stop Bechorot on Friday.
Why don't we do a bit
so maybe, okay, you know what we'll do? We'll leave, that's what we'll do, because it's clever to start the Parah and the Masechet together.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll do Friday's Daf on Thursday,
yeah.
And we'll leave the Siyum Amud for Friday. That's what we'll do. Okay, very good. Shkoach, Mark. Okay. I still work out how many Daf there are to go, though. Today's Chet. Tomorrow is Tet, and then Mem. So Tuesday is Mem, Wednesday is Mem Aleph, right, and Thursday will be Mem Bet. Right, correct. It works out. Okay. Shiluach HaKen. Right, now Shiluach HaKen, as I told you, actually got one in my house at the moment as we talk.
So we don't need to share it away.
No, no. We'll see now. It's not so pashut. I already seen this Mishnah. You'll see, that's not one. We'll see now. Look here. The Mishnah to the Pasuk is, Ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha baderich. If you stumble across a bird on your way, b'chol eitz al aretz, either on the tree or on the floor, efrochim or beitzim, whether the mother sitting on babies, hatchlings, what are they called? Hatchlings. What's a baby in English? Hatchling. How do you say? What do they call them? Chicks. Okay. Or beitzim, doger, right? Or sitting on eggs. Va'em rovetzet al efrochim, and she's sitting on them, or al beitzim, or on the chicks, or on the bird, on the eggs. Lo tikach ha'em al abanim. You can't take the mother off the children. Or the eggs would mean of, yeah? Shaleach to shalach et ha'em. Send the mother forth. Ve'et ha'banim tikach lach. And then take the children. Lema'an yitav lach. To be good for you. V'harachta yamim. Okay? And so this parasha includes a mitzvah lo tasei, which says, right? Lo tikach em al ha'banim. That's mitzvah lo tasei. And a mitzvah asei, which is shaleach to shalach et ha'em. Okay, so the mitzvah lot asay, the mitzvah asay in this avi. Okay, let's do the Mishnah. Shiluach haken. Now again, the Mishnah is the same style as all the Mishnahs we've seen up until. We're not a Mishnah. Shiluach haken oheg ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz ba'ir chutz la'aretz any etz Yisrael. Bifnei abayit shlo bifnei abayit. Whether it's b'chulin or b'mikdash, b'chulin or b'mukdashin. Only with chulin and not mukdashin, right? So, but if you brought a yonah or a tor to b'mikdash. Or you stumbled across a Torah in the Beit HaMikdash and were sitting on a bird or thing, you know Shul Mitzvah Shiluach HaKen. Okay? Chomer B'Kisui, now the Mishnah says, Chomer B'Kisui Hadam Mishluach HaKen. Kisui Hadam, which now applies to chicken, to birds, and to chayot, is more chamur than Shiluach HaKen. Why? She Kisui Hadam Noheg B'Chaya Uva'of. Covering the blood applies to wild animals and to birds. B'Mezuman U'B'Shein Mezuman. Right, whether they're there or they aren't, it was readily available or not. In other words, even if it's under your control, that's what mezuman means. In other words, if you stumble, if you've got a chaya, a wild animal, or a wild turkey, and you kill it, you've still got to do shiluach. You still got to do kisui adam, right? Where shiluach haken ainu heg ela ba'of, ainu heg ela b'shelo mezuman. It doesn't apply to a chaya, only applies to birds, and doesn't apply to ela to a mezuman, with mezuman meaning which is under your control. It only applies to she'enu mezuman, where it says v'yikare. See that? If you stumbled across it, ki yikare comes out of an echa. Whereas if it's your, if you got an aviary and you go and you or you own birds and they're yours in your garden, so it doesn't apply shiluach haken. If you got chickens and they're sitting on an egg, that means shiluach haken, right? It's when you stumble across it, not mezuman. So the Mishnah says, "Ezehu she'enu mezuman." Give us examples of what's not mezuman. It says, "Kegon avazim v'tarnegolim," right? Ducks and chickens she'kinenu b'paradise, right? That were made there, that nestled in the fields. Look at Rashi. She'kinenu b'paradise.
Orchards. Huh?
Okay, in the orchards, the fields. What's the difference, right? You're right. Paradise is orchards, but I mean it means outside, not in the house. Yeah. Look at Rashi. Yeah? She mardu v'yatsu min abayit. Mardu. What do you say, Steve? What do you say?
Trees,
no, we said even on the floor.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't need trees. That's right, the pasuk. The pasuk says particularly ki yikare katzvul v'necha baderech b'chol eitz o ala aretz. Chickens don't go into the aretz, trees anyhow.
Yeah.
When do you see a chicken in a tree? Or, hey?
Yeah,
I've never seen a chicken in a tree. Maybe they are. I mean, chickens are under a tree. Now we're talking about kagon avazim v'tarnegolim. These aren't exactly the classic bird you find in a tree, right? That's why I don't know why it says chicken in a pirate. I think in the pirates it means in the orchards under the tree, if you ask me. Right? Look at Rashi. Shemardu v'yatsum in a bite. They ran away. These were your own chickens and ducks, and they ran away. Mardu, they rebelled, right? V'ein chozor, they don't come home. V'na'asu midbariot. They basically have converted themselves into wild birds. U'pardes lav mezumanu. And a pardes is not called mezuman. Why? She'chodim hem livroach. They can run away. Aval im babayit kinenu patur. If they made, if your chickens or ducks nested in your house, then that's not called, that's called mezuman, and you'll be patur. V'chein yonei herdesion. That's why David once said that this pigeon in my house is patur. But I'm not sure. You'll see why in a second. What is a yonei herdesion? Rashi says, yeah. She darkam nigadel im b'nei adam patur. They frequent, they live with people. In other words, they're domesticated. Right? Patur mishil, patur mishiloach. There you are patur. Because they're considered mezumanim. Now, I don't think, I've got this pigeon in my house, I don't think that's called a domesticated, lives with people. If I walk next to that pigeon, even though, to be honest with you, we walked up to it on Friday, it didn't move because it's sitting in a nest. So it's obviously sitting there to protect its egg. But those aren't exactly, I don't think that the pigeons that are running around our houses, we call them domesticated. They run away, they fly away, they're more, I don't know, maybe not. Of tamei patur milishalech. Interesting, eh? Of tamei. It has to be a kosher bird, not a treif bird. And of tamei, rovetz al batzei of tamei. If you've got a treif bird, a non-kosher bird, sitting on kosher birds, on kosher eggs, words, let's say that an eagle arrived and he's sitting on a chicken's bird, right? You've got an eagle with a personality disorder, right? V'tahor rovetz al batzei of tamei, or a chicken goes and sits on an ostrich's eggs. Patur midashlech, right? Now either you patur, even though at the end of the day, the birds or the eggs could be kosher. Look at Rashi. Afagav de mina de efroach bar shiluachu. Even though the efroach is bar shiluach, that's a kosher bird. So that you would have thought that maybe the mother should send away as well. Nonetheless, it is patur. Kore zachar. Is it pronounced kore?
Yeah.
Rashi says yeah, kore zachar. He says yeah, kore is an off tahor. There's a Masura Shach corrects that. Tamait that chete says of tahor. This is a kosher bird, a male bird.
A partridge.
Right, what's it?
A partridge,
really, yeah? Okay. It's a pheasant. A pheasant, a partridge, a pheasant, like a big chicken, like a chicken.
Only in a pear
tree. Right? Yes, only if it's in a fruit tree, yeah. Right? A partridge is a kore. Zachar, tanagorit zachar. So it's a male, bird. Right, kore zachar. So this is a male. This has got a technical disorder, a personality disorder. Yeah, right. Who v'dar kol yirbots al betzei acherim? And this is a male bird, and he's goes around sitting on other ducks, bird eggs, right. So maybe this is the beginning of sexual disorders here in birds. Okay, right. Kore zachar. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says that Yuchayev, not politically correct, you're right. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev and Chachamim Potter. Rabbi Eliezer says Yuchayev, nonetheless, for Shiluach HaKen, even though it's a Zachar, and Chachamim, which is the Halacha, says you are Potter. Okay, Gemara. Now, interesting, because the Gemara, we've seen this before in a couple of Masechtas, the Gemara gets to the end of the Masechta and starts realizing that it hasn't dealt with a couple of things. We've seen in our Mishnah all along, Noheg Be'etu Bechul, Bidnei Abayit, Shomif Nei Abayit, Bechulin, Abbe Mugdashin, etc., etc., etc. Now, suddenly, the Gemara starts discussing what's the stance of the Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Avim, Rabbi Maisha. So there's Rabbi Avim, Rabbi Maisha. Yeah, Mesh comes from the Gemara. Rabbi Mesh, right? Rabbi Avim, Rabbi Mesh, right? They say like this. Chad amar kol heiched ditnan ba'aretz uvechu. Whatever our Mishnah says, ba'aretz uvechu in Israel and chutz la'aretz, right? Shelo letzorech. It's not really necessary in the Mishnah. Levad mireshit hagez, except for the Mishnah we learned the previous parak, which was shit hagez. That's the only place where it's relevant, right? Shit hagez, right? The amar shit hagez eino noheg ele baaretz. Sorry. The lafukem Rabbi Eli. When we saw Rabbi Eli and kuf lamet vav, remember that was Rabbi Baruch Shir, Rabbi Vav, right? Lafukem Rabbi Eli. Because Rabbi Eli was the one who said, "The Amar Rishit Agez, Eino Noheg Ela Ba'aretz." It's only in the Eretz, only Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, the Mishnah wrote it in specifically to tell you that Halacha is not like Rabbi Eli. Even though before we've seen, by the way, throughout history, that it appears that there were times in Israel where they paskin like Rabbi Eli. Okay? So he says, V'chad Amar Kol. So that is a seems to be a machlokes between Rabbi Amar and Rabbi Mash. The one says, Kol Echad Itnan Be'et V'chu. V'chad Amar Kol Echad Itnan Bifnei Habayit V'shelo Bifnei Habayit. And one of them, I'm not sure who says that Chutzlat and Israel is only about Reshit Agez. And one says, Kol Echad Itnan Bifnei Habayit V'shelo Bifnei Habayit. And the other one says, any time the Mishnah says, with the Beit HaMikdash, not without a Beit HaMikdash, is also Shelo Letzorech, unnecessary in most of the cases. Levad miotov et beno. Only for that case we learned about the korban you can't take otov et beno, and that applies bifnei abayit v'shelo bifnei abayit. That is what's relevant for otov et beno. There's a halacha you can't shech the mother and its child or the father and its child on the same day. Right. So now look at Rashi. Mefarshe ha'ach matnitin de kisu adam v'otov et beno v'gira nashe v'azroa v'alechaim. All these halachas v'shitages v'shelo achaken v'chulu in all of Eretz v'chul. Rashi tells now the law pligi, they aren't arguing. Just the one speaks about this opinion and the one mentioned, but they're actually in agreement. They aren't arguing, right? The tarvayu kamafarsha, and each explained to the other one, the trichin anu lomar davar b'shem omer. Why do we mention it? Because we have to aloha lomar davar b'shem omro. So we could easily have just mentioned one of them, or not mention any of them, and say there's an opinion that it's only the Turk. The Gemara says, no, we mention them in order to mention them by name. Right? Very important. Okay. So Gemara's like, Stalker Achamina, what Havamina via Hoyil ube inyane de Kochim Ketiv, since it's written round about Kochim, we would have thought. Right, bisman nika kochim ninhog. Bisman should like a kochim, not ninhog, kamashmala. And therefore, we would have thought over there, right, who mentioned kochim? Chadamar hechid nabif nabai shlof nabai, tzul tzrech rabbi nato ben vino. So it's saying, yeah, since it is dealing with kochim, right, we're talking about otovet beno, since it's talking about kochim, which is the korbanot, we would have thought that it only applies when there's a bet amigdash. Kamashmuna that it makes no difference, even is a Vamidash. But Tarvayu Amre Kolechid Nam Bechulin Mugdashin, Lotzorich Vamigida Nashe Pshit. Alright, and both of them say, but Tarvayu Amre Kolechid Nan Bechulin Mugdashin, Lotzorich, we need it, Levad Migid Hanashe. Other than Gidanashe, Gidanashe is not relevant. When it said there, Bechulin Mugdashin, all those are relevant, right? Other than Gid Hanashe. Right, look at Rashi. Kol echid nabed, it's a little tzorichu. I'm talking about that, we've gone that. Le tzorich. See that second wide lines of Rashi? Le tzorich. Do tovet beno, I love dashvilan lehav amina de eino noheg ele bemug dashin. Da bekoch. What's going on over here? Trava amakor, le mechol, le mug dashin, le tzorich, le mechol, le nashe. It was a pshita mishum de ik dash. So says, obviously, Gidanashe is, we don't need, it's pashut for Gidanashe. Why? Because what paket le isu Gidanashe minay? Why would we have even thought that Gidanashe would be paket just because you were magdishit? Okay. He says, velavo kimne bevladot kochim. What is he saying over here? Okay, gotcha. So he says, mishum dik, it says like, v'tavayim reko hechad itnaam mechulim mugdashin, the tzorech, we never need it for Gidanashe. The Gemara says, why? I'm sure the Igdash Pachet is Gidanashe. What we thought, just because you were Magdishit, we should be Gidanashe. The Gemara says, no. But Lavo Kinu Vladot Kochim. What's the Havamina? That maybe it's not the Kochim that's a problem, but the Vladot of Kochim wouldn't have any more of a Chiyuv of Gidanashe. Why not? Now, yeah, this is something we should all remember. What's the problem we learned with the Vlad of Kochim and Gidanashe? Because he himself is Kadosh. There's an Isur because it's a Kadosh. And would have said, Lo Chal Isur Al Isur. Remember? He would have said, Gira Nashe. So look at Rashi over here. I'll quote him. The Atlas Shvinad, the Chabishum Gid, Umukdashin, the Kevan, the Isur Mukdashin, Kadim, it was already born a Kadosh. She tried to have Vlad Kodemet Le Gidin. It was before the Gidim had taken form, it was already a Kadosh. It's trich, we need to learn the Ati Isur Gid V'chayr Alayhu. We might have thought that Lo Chal Isur Al Isur, right? Lavi shum the kasha. So he says, "V'lavo kimne v'lavo kochi." Why? My time will kimne. So nonetheless, why? Lavi shum the kasha lan. Rabbi would have said, "There's a big kasha." So he would say, "Lo li temi kai nami lo tikshilach." Not question either. Adi tan le tzorich, tan yamish lo tzorich. Therefore, basically, all these things over here, there might have been some of them for le tzorich, some for lo tzorich. Once we learned them for all, we kept them for all, some for tzorich, even though not for le tzorich. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. B'chuli davar lo mukdashin. So now this issue here of shluach haken. Which says applies b'chuli not b'mukdashin. Amai lo, what would be the happening? Why would we think not b'mukdashin? Amakra shaleach teshlach etaim. We've got a chiyuv of shiluach etaim. Now what's the idea of shiluach haim? B'mi shata mitzve l'sholcho. It's only when you are mitzve l'sholcho yatzah zeh shiata mitzve l'sholcho ele lehavior de'gizbar. If it belongs to Hegdesh, right? What do you do with the mother's bird? You can't send it away. You've got to take it and give it to the Gizbar, to the treasure of the Beit HaMikdash. It belongs to them. So there's no, isn't a mitzvah yet to send it away. Because it's not yours. It belongs to the Gizbar. So therefore, it doesn't apply. I'm Rabbi Hilchach of Tahor, Sharagat HaNefesh. Avrida says, you know, if that's the case, if Shiluach only applies to birds which you're able to send away, right? Then if there's a bird that, even an of Tahor, that has killed somebody, patur mishluach, you patur from sending it away. Why? Look at Rashi over here. Sharagin anefesh v'acharkach marad v'nimtza b'kel. Before you could actually know, there's a be meant to kill it. If an animal kills a human being, it gets chayav mita. Now, before you could kill this bird, it ran away, and now you find it sitting on a nest. So you might think, I can do a mitzvah of shluach again. Says Ravina, you patur. Why? Ma taima. With a bird that you are mitzvah l'sholcho, this bird, on the contrary, has got a warrant out for it. There's a search warrant out for this bird, right? You can't send it away. If you catch it, you're going to bring it back to Beit Din. A bird like this, you pass.